click the subscribe button, hit the bell icon to never miss another update.
There are some rules that must be followed while using toilet in order to retain one's taharat. It is wajib to cover one's private parts in front of others while using the toilet. This condition is easily taken care of in normal toilets by closing the toilet door, but one must be careful while on the call of nature in an open area. For example, during a picnic or while traveling, etc. It is haram to face the Qibla or to keep the Qibla on the backside while urinating or evacuating the bowels. Qibla means the direction of the Kaaba, Mecca. Therefore, a Muslim must make sure that the toilet of his house is not built in such a way that when he sits on the toilet, his front or backside is towards the Qibla. If the circumstances make it necessary to use a toilet on which a person will either be facing the Qibla or will have his back towards it, then he should refrain from facing the Qibla and should rotate himself to avoid it. It is makruh to urinate while standing, so it's better to avoid it completely to restrain from multiple hygienic and health problems. It is also makruh to eat, to wash yourself with your right hand while using the toilet. Sitting too long in toilet and unnecessary talk are also makruh, unless it is zikr, that is remembrance of Allah, so one must avoid using mobile phone and reading stuff in toilet. Afterwards, one must purify oneself from the impurities such as urine and stool. Otherwise, one cannot fulfill their acts of worship, such as prayer. As for the urinary organ, nothing will make it tahir, that is pure. Except for pure water, therefore wiping with a cloth or tissue is not at all sufficient. The organ of urination can be made tahir only by pouring water on it at least twice. It is better to wash it three times. It is mustahib for males to perform istibra after urinating, which is explained in detail in your Islamic laws book of your marja. As far as the anus is concerned, a person can clean with water or with three pieces of papers or three pieces of rags or three stones. The papers, rags and stones can be used only if the anus is not more than normally dirtied, that is, the excrement has not spread more than normal. If the area dirtied is large, or the excrement is mixed with some other najasat like blood, then only water can be used to purify oneself. It is haram to purify oneself with things that must be respected, such as paper where the name of Allah and the Masameen are written. A good Muslim gets recognized with good ethics. One must follow good habits such as: after using the toilet, leave it clean and dry for others. Do not use excessive water and toilet paper, as it is wastage and it's a sin to waste resources. Do not splash water everywhere. There is a big problem in Western toilets: there is no water, only tissue paper is available. As far as stool is concerned, it can be cleaned with tissue paper as explained above. But in case of urinating, would it be enough to wipe the related part with tissue paper? No. Wiping with tissue paper would not purify the organ of urination. Nonetheless, in such a case, one should do istibra, and then wipe the organ with tissue paper, and later on when it becomes possible, he or she must purify the organ with water. The benefit of istibra and wiping with tissue paper is that the organ will become dry and not make the underwear or the thighs najis. However, in the above case, if the person's private parts sweat, then he or she must purify the organ, the immediately surrounding area and the underwear with water.